Amen. What a challenge and what an encouragement. Thank you, John, for the message this morning. Having that desire, having that passion and that burden for people who don't know Christ, be willing to share with them. Recently, I came across the testimony of a man. I don't know. He might be a little bit older than I am. I don't know his exact age, but he was probably within the last year or two, he was saved out of the, I don't know what you call it, LGBTQ plus movement. And he's showing pictures and he's done different things and you can see his life. He was extremely involved in all of that cross-dressing and all the things. And I don't want to go into all the details, but I've just watched him and I don't know if I can endorse everything. I don't know him extremely well or all his beliefs. And I don't think that matters, but I see his passion to reach people and to save souls and people that are caught up in the same things that he was. He has an extreme desire to reach these people and to boldly proclaim Christ to the world around him, and not just to those people, but I think you could say to anyone who's willing to listen. And I've just been recently encouraged by that man. As I watch him, I'm like, he doesn't, at least from what I can tell, he has no shame. He has no whatever it takes to get the message of Christ out to the world is what he wants to do. And so I've been encouraged by that. You know, so often I think, Jelaine and I were just talking with somebody this weekend, and we were talking about how easy it is as, you could say, as Mennonites, as Christians, as Americans, we become so desensitized to things around us. There's so much, I'll just say, junk in the world today. There's so much stuff in the news and on Facebook or social media or YouTube or whatever, and things that we maybe look at or read about or hear today probably doesn't have the effect on us that it would have a number of years ago. A number of years ago, you would have been appalled at some of the things that, and but today we just kind of take it and we don't always pay a lot of attention to it. Are we standing guard? Are we paying attention to what's going on in the world around us? I'll quit talking. I'll listen to somebody else. I'll open it up. Any prayer requests? If you have something you'd like to share this morning, I'd love to hear from you.
Something that's been a burden on my heart is exactly what you preached about this morning. I shared it with a couple of you guys, but I seen a quote the other day that really spoke loudly to me. It said, "A candle loses nothing by lighting another candle." So that really spoke to me in my life, and thought I would share that with you.
I can too say it's been good to be here this morning from the song service. Thank you, Roger, for leading out in the Sunday school, and I was encouraged. And also, thank you, John, for the message this morning. The question that I had to think about is, what is really holding me back from sharing with others? And I guess that's something that we can take and ponder with us this next week, is what is really holding us back from just really giving it all that we have for Christ. And we have the greatest news that the world has to offer if we have Christ in our lives. So it's been good to be here. And I also just wanted to take this time to thank you as a church last weekend for the prayers, text messages. We could definitely feel it. And continue to pray for us. And we look forward, we're excited to serve you as a congregation here and to help Tyler's to lead the church here. So yeah, definitely keep us in your prayers, and we want to be in God's will.
I too am so glad I was here today. One of my favorite part of the service, all the parts were my favorite, but the main part that I think was for me was when he had the children's class. I think that was for us adults too. I really appreciated that. And one of the things that I struggle with is my attitude. I know none of you ever struggle with it. When it rains, you smile and you enjoy your life. And I'm not that way. I have a terrible time with weather, and I think my neighbor knows it. So Thursday, my neighbor called me, and I hope he's a false prophet. But he told me that if it rains May 1st, you're going to have 21 days of rain in May. You'll have 10 nice days. And right after that, I said it's going to be Sundays and Saturdays when it's nice, of course. And so, you know, I already didn't like what I heard. And today the sun is shining, and we're sitting in this beautiful building here worshiping the Lord. And I'm glad we're here today. But as you think about it, pray for me with my attitude with the weather. We can't change the weather anyway, but I can change the weather of my attitude. So I like that song that Amos Raber sings. I have to listen to that this week as the rain is falling. But I do want to accept the fact that, you know, when it rains, we should be still be happy and thank the Lord for the rain. We do need rain too, but the rainy days seem to outweigh the sunny days sometimes. But another prayer request would be for my sister. My sister Mary just found out this past week that her cancer is back. She's a year younger than I am, and she's facing some pretty tough things, I think. And you know, we think, you know, that we trust in the Lord, as we heard this morning in our Sunday school, and we do, but it's still a blow to the family, and the things that she's going to have to go through here are not going to be very nice. So as you think about it, if you think about it, pray for those. But, you know, when we look around us, we have life pretty made, I think, when we look around us. So I want to praise the Lord for that.
Anyone else? All right, if not, I want to say thank you for coming this morning. I've been inspired to be here. It's been good to be here and to fellowship and worship with you all this morning. Why don't we all stand? We'll have a word of prayer. I will pray for the fellowship meal downstairs. Then after the prayer, you can consider yourselves dismissed, and we will... you can make your way down to the basement whenever you're ready. One thing I did forget to announce was about Mose and Amanda. We went to see them on Wednesday night, if I have it right. And I think I might have sent a text around, but Mose at that time was doing better. His IV lines were out. He was using more oxygen instead of the ventilator as much as he was. So seems to be making some small improvements forward. Still has a ways to go, obviously. So let's continue to pray for them. If you get a chance, go visit them, lift their spirits, encourage them. I know it means a lot to them as well. So let's have a word of prayer, and then you can consider yourselves dismissed. Father God, we come before you one last time this morning. I thank you for each person that's here this morning, for their faithfulness and their willingness to come and to fellowship and to learn more about you. God, as we go from here this morning, I pray that each one of us would be reminded that we carry your light with us, and that we, as we go from here, we would shine into the darkness, and that we would pierce the darkness, and that we would have a boldness and a willingness to share the gospel with those around us. So God, I just pray that you would be with us all as we go from here. Pray that you would grant us safety on the roadways, and I pray that in everything we do, we would honor and glorify you. God, also for the food that's been prepared, I pray that you would bless the hands that have prepared it. And I pray that we would use it to the furtherance of your kingdom. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. You can consider yourselves dismissed.